Afternoon Jams family in the studio. Former vice mayor for the city of Muskegon, Willie German's in the building. Also president of the Muskegon County Democratic Black Caucus. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, PA. How are you doing?
Man, doing great. Doing great. Welcome to the show. So you're president of a nonprofit, Stand Up, Speak Out.
Correct. That's a nonprofit I founded, and the president and CEO of that nonprofit organization.
Okay. Now, what is Stand Up, Speak Out?
Well, basically, PA, it's a organization that promotes diversity and inclusion, but it also bridges the gap in education and to stand up for civil rights, racial equality, and economic development.
Wow. And is this a new nonprofit?
Well, actually, it's been in existence about 3 years now.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Here in Muskegon.
Yeah. And actually, what I've been doing is the education piece, basically mentoring young men, and serving right now in the capacity at Muskegon Community College. I work as a student success coach for the Muskegon Community College. So I've been in education for the last 20 plus years. So this is something that's always been dear and passionate to me.
Wow. Well, it's good to hear about Stand Up, Speak Out, man. We definitely can use an organization that during these times. Now, your job as a commissioner, you recently drafted a resolution honoring Juneteenth National Independence Day resolution.
Yes.
Can you tell us about it?
Yes, actually, I drafted this resolution, and it was passed back in 2022. I believe it was June 14th of 2022 when I became vice mayor for the city of Muskegon. And over the years, just educating myself and educating students and the public about the significance of what Juneteenth is, which is the actual National Independence Day that former slaves were freed after the two and a half year wait from the Emancipation Proclamation by Abraham Lincoln. So they didn't know they were free, but after Major General Gordon Granger came to Texas, and that was Galveston in Texas, to let them know the news that they were free.
Yeah. So your resolution, what did it do? It had something to do with the flag flying above City Hall, or what was it all about?
Well, I needed to make sure that the city acknowledged
the holiday.
Was
it some resistance?
Actually, it was not any resistance at that time. It was unanimously passed, but year two, actually 2023, there were some issues that flying that flag may cause some possible concerns, possible lawsuits. So I pushed to get it back, and this year we amended it just this month. So now the flag is actually flying not only at the city of Muskegon, but also in Hackley Park also. And a lot of people don't understand or know the history of the Juneteenth flag, which is a red, white, and blue flag. It's not the red, black, and green flag, which stems from the Pan-African movement with Marcus Garvey, which was a great movement.
Yeah. And so the original flag, you're right. And now that's going to be at Hackley Park on coming up on June 19th in a couple of days.
Correct.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, this coming up on the 19th, so on Wednesday. What else is going on at City Hall? I know we're talking about Juneteenth, but are we seeing diversity implemented in the city of Muskegon? Are we seeing it in regards to jobs and money, contracts, grants? Are we seeing that diversity?
Well, you know, we're making strides, PA, and that's something that I've advocated for since my time as a city commissioner, to push for equality, equitable opportunities for everyone to have a opportunity to benefit from what's going on, all of the development, jobs, opportunities for anything that we have available for the public. We want to make sure that everyone has a fair and equitable opportunity.
Right. Where you on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you think we're at?
You know, we have a long way to go. Even though we see growth, I would say probably a six.
A six.
Yeah. And that's not, you know, being mean or anything like that, but, you know, I have to call it for what it is. We do have hiring of, you know, police officers, minority officers, black officers. And when I say minority, that could be females. It could be Asian descent, blacks, Hispanics, Pacific Islanders. But, you know, when we talk about the gap and the wage gap, the average white family makes $10 to every black family's $1. And that's a huge wage gap. So we're looking at ways to make sure we hire equitably and to make sure we bridge that wage gap.
Also. Because the city of Muskegon is around 30% African Americans, right?
Last time I checked, PA, it may be just a little bit more than that, but okay. Up in that area.
In the 30s,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In the police department, seemed like it took a step backwards. Like, I mean, how many black officers does the city have?
Oh, wow. At this time, I really don't know.
Can't be no more than four.
It's not that many.
Yeah.
It's not. We lost one African American officer just past few months ago, I believe, which was a good officer. I know the young man at ever since he was a kid, and that was Al Harrison.
Exactly.
A fine officer. But he's moved on. But, yeah, we still have a lot of work to do and to diversify that police force as well as the fire department also. But not only that, at City Hall, and I'm seeing more black females in the work sector, but we also need black men in there also to make these decisions and be part of the political process also when it comes to local government.
Willie German's in the studio. We're talking about Juneteenth, the flag you're going to see downtown. It was his resolution that he drafted together to put that. When you drafted this up, did anybody say, hey, man, why are you doing this?
Well, I had a couple of people ask me, what was it and what does it mean? And it, again, is to address the significance and the contributions that black and former slaves have paid in America.
Right.
And a lot of people didn't know this. They didn't talk about this in our history classes. I didn't even know anything about it in high school, so this was new to me. But after I started to research more, I started to find out things that I didn't know, and which was essential to the contributions, again, of what blacks and former slaves have done for this country.
Well, in the studio, Willie German's in the studio. It's an election year. I know it's not a city election year, right?
Right.
Yeah. Next year is the city election year?
Next year is the city election
year. Are you running for re-election?
No, I just won re-election
for one
term last year.
So it's a mayor's election then?
It's a mayor's election. We have a couple of commissioner-at-large seats, I believe, is up as well.
So is Ken Johnson running for re-election?
I'm not sure. He hasn't mentioned that to me or anything. I don't think he's made it public or anything. So
Anybody else you heard of that might be running?
Well, you know, as president of Muskegon County Democratic Party Black Caucus, our job is to make sure that we notify the community and address issues dealing with the African-American community, promote candidates that may want to run. I had some candidates that have approached me about running for some of those seats. So we'll find out, and we do put on forums for the community to attend. So, and that's countywide. Whether it's a judge seat, a mayor seat, or a commissioner seat. So we want to make sure that we involve the community to educate them and to let them know who's going to be running for what seat, because the local elections are one of the most important elections in your city, to be honest.
The Muskegon County Democratic Party Black Caucus. Mm-hmm. Now, do people join the caucus, or how is it structured?
Yes. That's a membership. People come in and volunteer. We've been in existence and chartered for the last couple of years, which is kind of hard to do, but we're recognized by the Michigan Democratic Party. So we have the same rights and privileges as any other chartered caucus. And ours just happened to be the Muskegon County Democratic Party Black Caucus, which addresses the black issues in the black communities. Now, not to say that, hey, anyone can join. It doesn't matter what ethnic group that you are from, but these are the issues and concerns that we will not waver from to address these issues dealing with the black community.
Wow. Are there anything else that you see coming up in the city of Muskegon that you think the citizens should know about?
Well, we do have a lot of development. If you can see in the community, a lot of homes are going up. One of the issues that I have with these homes, we want to make them not just attainable, but more affordable. We do know we have a housing crisis. And my thing is to come up with solutions and ways to help people stay in their homes and not be homeless. As I've advocated before against gentrification, that's it's happening and pushing people out, being priced out in these communities. And I've had to get a couple commissioners straight on this issue, and even one of the former mayors, because they didn't have any knowledge or didn't want to come to the realization that this stuff is happening.
That it's a real issue.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Wow. Willie German, you know, you were probably the longest tenured, I don't know if that's the term, or elected official there, right? Mm-hmm. Got the most seniority.
Yeah, I have the most seniority, and I'm going on my 13th year. This is my fourth term, so once completed, it'll be a total of 16 years.
So you haven't thought about running for mayor?
You know, at this time, PA, you know, I have other things, you know, on the plate. You know, I've finished school, I've worked, I'm running a nonprofit organization. I've been in politics for the last 40 years behind the scenes and things. It's just some other things. I travel a lot, you know, coast to coast, out of the country.
You ain't got time.
You know, there's some things. I got grandkids and great grands now.
I feel you.
So I'm really trying to open doors for our youth.
You want to mentor somebody to get them in that position.
And I've been pleading to have young men, preferably, and it could be a young female also,
right,
to come in, and I can show you the ropes. The Black Caucus can show you the ropes, and that's what we do, prepare you to run for office, to get into these seats. I don't know everything about politics, but I've served in some places and capacities, not only at the local level. I ran for Congress back in 2012.
Right.
I was on the same seat, on the ticket with President Obama and Debbie Stabenow at that time.
Right.
But the thing about it, we didn't have a strong, I would say, party, which was the, at that time, Muskegon Democratic Party.
Right.
I felt they just didn't push the initiative enough,
right,
to, you know, make it even more opportunity.
Competitive for you.
Exactly. That's the word. Thank you, PA.
Yeah. How can people join the Muskegon County Democratic Party Black Caucus?
Go to our Facebook page. We have it. That's the MCDPBC / Facebook.com. And information is there. Or you can call me. My number is public. That's 231-329-5673. We have a discount for senior citizens, which is a $10 membership fee for a year. Anyone else, it'll be $20 for your membership. We've done things in the community. I just kind of give you some things that we've done. Being chartered in July 2021, we marched with Al Sharpton down in D.C. We did a press release, turning out to vote in 2021. We've done virtual interviews during the pandemic time. We address civil matters at Muskegon City Hall. We hosted Black History events. We've done meet and greets. We've done a Juneteenth play. We just done many things and trained candidates to prepare them to run for office. So it's almost anything that's dealing with politics, we want to be involved in. But we want to make sure, most of all, that your voice is heard, you get out to vote, to make a difference in your community and your community and your lives and your children's lives.
All right. Willie German in the building. Anything else you want to say to the citizens?
I'd just like to say, hey, Muskegon, thanks for the support over the years. It's been wonderful. And I just look forward to working with you all. Anything that we could do, we will be in the Juneteenth upcoming parade this weekend. So feel free, if you'd like to march or walk with us, you're more than welcome.
All right. Going back to my music, Saturday on Jams.